Thank you for joining us for Daryl Turner's 180 Audio, where each week Daryl injects inspiration, motivation, and pure energy into your business and personal life. Your audio will begin momentarily.
Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to Jumpstart 180 Audio. Today is Friday, right after Thanksgiving. And I want to talk a little bit about Black Friday and how much work people put into saving a dollar. You know, if you get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and get in line and sit there for 7 hours, you can save $100 on a flat screen TV. Or if you get there at midnight and you sit until 5 a.m., you can buy a $400 laptop for $300. In other words, you can put a whole night of not sleeping and multiple hours into saving $100. And everybody seems to do it, or many, many people seem to do it. It's all over the news. You see it in the newspaper. You see it on TV. You see it on Twitter. You see it on Facebook. It's everywhere. My question is this: what would happen if we treated our business as if it was Black Friday? What would happen if we actually worked Monday through Friday the rest of the year with the same diligence that we work to save $100? What would happen if we actually went to work Monday at 8 o'clock and we were so focused on accomplishing what it was we were there to accomplish, as focused as Black Friday, as getting up at 1 o'clock and sitting in line for 5 hours to save $100 or $200 or $300. I know in some cases the savings are radical, right? But the reality is, look at what people are willing to do to save money, but many are not willing to do that to earn money. I think we stand to gain a tremendous lesson when we look at Black Friday and we look at what people will go through to buy a $40 pair of shoes for $18, right? Or to buy a $300 table for $200. But I think if we look at the way we operate in business and we look at the way we work with the disciplines that we work, if we transferred those Black Friday principles into White Monday, or how about Black Ink Monday, our companies would all thrive. If we worked on Tuesday as we work on Black Friday, our companies would thrive more. And by the way, when companies thrive, people thrive, right? Because companies are made up of people. Companies do not exist without people. In fact, the term company refers to the group of people moving towards the same goal. That's what a company is. It's a group of people, human beings, moving toward the same goal. How about you? Were you caught up in Black Friday? Were you one of those people that looked at the ads when they came out or went on the internet to see what deal you could get if you stayed up all night and deprived yourself of sleep and stood in line with grumpy people wearing a parka in 22-degree weather? Or are you one of those people that sat back and looked at it and said, wow, maybe I had to just work this way so that I can radically make more than I could ever possibly save on Black Friday? Now, don't get me wrong. If you saved a pile of money on a computer and you feel good about it, congratulations. What a victory, right? The whole point of this audio this week is to say this. Let's look at what we're sometimes willing to do to save something and transfer that enthusiasm, that energy, and that focus into becoming more willing to do things to earn or make something. This economy would rapidly recover because, think about it, Black Friday, yeah, it brings people into shop, but what does it also do? It lowers profits of companies selling those particular products. So all that effort goes into an end result of lower profit instead of transferring it beyond Black Friday into the work week to say all that effort can go in and translate into higher profits. I hope this audio makes sense to you today, and that if you were one of those Black Friday shoppers, I do hope you got the deal that you wanted to get. Let's push forward. Let's make things happen. Let's take that same enthusiasm and build the companies moving forward and help this economy continue to grow. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week on Jumpstart 180 Audio.
Thank you for listening to this week's 180 Audio. For any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@darylturner.com, or you can follow Daryl on Twitter @DarylTurner. We look forward to hearing from you soon.